Reading the book Revealed Truth by Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Chapter 15, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mood of Devotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the process of chanting the Lord's holy names to everyone in the age of Kali. Chanting the Lord's name was started by many different religious experts long before Mahaprabhu's appearance. We can see that chanting the Lord's holy name is given in the Vedas and side by side in all religions. We can firmly say that the practice of chanting the Lord's name is the religion of all jiva souls. All holy books confirm this, though there are different names of the Lord chanted within different religions. I am very satisfied to see that all the religious leaders and avatars of the Lord have given this one direction: chant the Lord's holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly given the very gist of religious life to everyone through his teaching of the practice of chanting the Lord's holy names. Mahaprabhu has also shown everyone the proper mood necessary to perfect the practice. He has cautioned everyone that without the proper consciousness and mood, the power flowing within the wave of the Lord's holy name will not be felt in the heart, and the full form of the holy name's transcendental existence will not be realized. In his Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanyadev explained the conception and mood needed to purely chant the Lord's holy name. In his first verse, he glorified Harinam Sankirtan and explained the effects of its power. Chetodapana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreha Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vadhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritashvadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Here Mahaprabhu explains very cleanly and clearly that the first necessity for everyone is Cheto Dapana Marjanam, cleaning the mirror of the heart. When we look into a dirty mirror, we cannot see our figure, but when it is cleaned, we can see ourselves clearly. When the jiva soul is conditioned by the illusory environment, he forgets himself and his transcendental form as an eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. The dust of illusion covers the mirror of the jiva soul's mind and stops him from seeing clearly. Mahaprabhu teaches that the first step in spiritual life is to realize our true nature. When all the dust of illusion is removed through the practice of Harinam Sankirtan and the mirror of our mind is clean, we can clearly see ourself and our proper existence. That is called Atma Sakshatkar, self-realization. When that comes to us, we will see that we are eternal jiva souls and that Krishna is always living with us. We will see that we are members of the transcendental service world. Mahaprabhu says that by chanting the holy name, we will get relief from the illusory environment. Everything will be revealed to us, and we will realize our self's natural property, full connection with the ocean of nectar that is the Lord's eternal service. This is a very clean conception and the gist of religious advice. Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Harinam Sankirtan is the supreme practice and will be glorious everywhere. If we can practice Harinam Sankirtan under the guidance of a real Vaishnava, it will be the best path and opportunity to reach our spiritual destiny. Through Krishna Sankirtan, we will get everything. So chant the Lord's holy names and clean your heart. In his second verse, Mahaprabhu said, Namna Makari Bahudha Nijasarva Shaktis Tatrapita Niyamitaha Smarane Na Kalaha Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Dudaivam Idrisham Ihajani Nanuragaha. Here Mahaprabhu taught us, quote, all of the Lord's power is present in His divine name, Nijasava Shaktishtatrapita. The Lord has manifested Himself for the benefit of the conditioned souls in the form of His holy name, Namna Makari, and given the conditioned souls a connection with Himself through His name. Bahudha. The Lord has so many names, and all of them are empowered. Close quote. When Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement with his students, he did not use the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He first instructed his students to chant Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. O Hari, O Krishna, O Yadava, O Gopal, O Govinda, O Rama, O Madhusudana, I offer my obeisance to you again and again. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 17:122. For primary practitioners, he taught that anyone can chant any name of the Lord if they have honor, respect, and good feelings for that name. Mahaprabhu himself used to chant many different mantras of the Lord's names. Krishna, 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 hey. Rama, 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 hey. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Rakshamam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Pahimam. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 7:96. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the supreme mantram, no doubt. It has the highest and most exclusive position and is best for the age of Kali. Mahaprabhu specially distributed the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to the world and wanted everyone to chant in that way. But he also taught that the Lord bestows His grace through all of His names, and that anyone can chant any name of the Lord and purify themselves. The Lord has so many different names. Vishnur Narayanaha Krishno Vaikuntho Vishtarashravaha Damodaro Rishikeshaha Keshavo Madhavaha Svabhuhu Daityarihi Pundarikaksho Govindo Garudadvhajaha Pitambaro Chuttaha Shangi Vishvakshenum Janadanaha Upendra Indravarajash Chakrapanish Chatur Pujaha Padmanabho Madhuripur Vasudevas Trivikramaha Devaki Nandanaha Shaurihi Shri Patihi Purushottamaha Vanamali Bali Dvangshi Kangsharatir Adhoksajaha Amar Kosha 1:37-44. Mahaprabhu taught that the Lord has manifested unlimited different names of Himself in this world and has empowered all of them with the power to rescue the conditioned souls. He explained that the Lord and His holy names are non-different, and that if anyone chants them without offense, they will be liberated. Niyamittaha smaraneena kalaha. Mahaprabhu did not give any restrictions regarding the time and place of chanting the Lord's holy name. His only rule was that we must remember and chant the holy name at all times. Then Mahaprabhu prayed, Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi dudaivam idrisham ihajani nanuragaha. Sri Shikshashtakam 2. Quote, O Lord, You have bestowed Your great mercy by appearing in this material world in the form of Your holy names. But I am very unfortunate, I still do not feel eagerness to chant your holy names. Close quote. Mahaprabhu had full attachment and attraction to Krishna and his holy name. Mahaprabhu felt the full association of Krishna through his holy name. So why does Mahaprabhu express that he does not have any attraction to Krishna? Because he was so deeply connected with Krishna through his holy name that he felt ever-increasing hankering for Krishna. He felt he needed more and more attachment to Krishna's holy name. In divine ecstasy, Mahaprabhu felt unsatisfied with the Lord's revelation and his own position. He considered himself unfortunate because he did not have a proper connection with Krishna's holy name. We can understand Mahaprabhu's mood in this way, and we can understand that his expression in this verse is also a very important lesson for us. With this verse, Mahaprabhu also teaches the conditioned souls that the holy name is all-powerful, that the holy name has full ability to reveal himself in our hearts, and that we will immediately feel the result of our chanting if we chant the holy name purely. Therefore, if we are not experiencing such revelation, if we are not feeling joyful progress in our hearts and minds, if our faith is not becoming firm, if everything is not being fulfilled through our devotional mood, and if we are not getting the association of the Lord through his divine name, then we must consider that our durdaiva, our great misfortune. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that durdaiva means aparada, offensive mentality. He explained that Mahaprabhu's teaching for the conditioned souls in his second verse of the Shikshastakam is that the Lord's all-powerful holy name will not reveal himself in our hearts if we have an offensive mood. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave this explanation of Mahaprabhu's expression with this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tad ashma sarang hridayang bhattedang yad grihyamanair hari nama dheyaihi navikriyetata yada vikaro netre jalang gatra ruheshu harshaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.24. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur put great emphasis on this verse. His explanation was, quote, "One who hears the glories of the Lord's holy name and chants the Lord's holy name, but does not develop love and affection for the holy name, is a great offender with a stone-like heart. There must be something offensive in their heart, otherwise they would automatically feel love for Krishna and chant his holy name purely." End of quote. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained the phrase ashma saram, stone-like heart, by saying that the heart becomes stone-like when someone has a strong materialistic mentality. I am my mundane body and everything that belongs to me is mine. When someone has the materialistic mentality of I, me, mine, their devotional practicing life and chanting of the Lord's holy name is mixed with offense. As there are different varieties of stone, some of which are harder than others, so the hearts of people are not equally hard. Some persons' hearts will melt sooner, and some persons' hearts will melt later. Though gradually everyone's heart will melt and everyone will feel love for the Lord's holy name. Namaikam yasya vachi smarana patta gatang shotra mulang gatang va shuddhang vasuddha varnang vyavahita rahitang tarayatyeva satyam deha dravina janata lobha pashanda madhye nikshiptang syan nafala janakang shigrang evatra vipra. Which means, It is certainly true that the holy name delivers anyone who once offenselessly calls, remembers, or hears him, regardless of whether they pronounce the name correctly or incorrectly, in separated parts or as a single word. If, however, the name is used for the body, wealth, prestige, greed, or evil, he does not produce any spiritual result quickly, though he does eventually. Padma Purana. The scriptures explain, quote, "If anyone once hears, chants, or remembers the Lord's divine name without any offense, they will be delivered from material existence immediately. If someone maintains their material connections and pursues mundane ends while they chant the Lord's holy name, then the result of their chanting does not bear fruit quickly. It gradually comes to them." Close quote. This verse gives us necessary consciousness about our practicing life by showing us that our offensive mentality is our only obstacle in our chanting of the holy name, and that until we can avoid all offenses, we will not get the proper result of chanting the holy name. No one should be hopeless after hearing this caution. In this verse, it is indirectly expressed that even if we chant with offenses, we will eventually get a good result from our chanting. Nama parada yuktanam namanyeva harantyagham. Padma Purana, Svarga Khanda, 48-49. Quote, "If we are chanting nama parad, chanting the holy name with offense, we should never stop our chanting, because the holy name himself will remove our offenses by his divine influence." End of quote. It is necessary to eagerly chant the Lord's holy name and always be hopeful. We can always be hopeful because the Lord's holy name is always joyful and merciful, like Krishna himself. In this way, we can understand Mahaprabhu's teaching that if you want to chant the Lord's holy name purely and fully satisfy the Lord through your chanting, then you will have to chant the Lord's holy name constantly without making offenses. Krishna will be happy with us when we practice Krishna consciousness and chant his holy name without offense. If we have love for Krishna, then we must try to satisfy Krishna by practicing and chanting without offense. In the Padma Purana, the 10 offenses which must be avoided to chant the Lord's holy name purely are explained. We have already published these offenses with the original verses, and whenever anyone has taken initiation, we have given them that book and requested them, "Read these offenses, memorize them, and avoid them." That is necessary for everyone. In the third verse of his Shikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained the qualifications needed to avoid the 10 offenses and attract the Lord's divine name to reveal himself in our heart with his full power. Trinadapi sunichina taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadina kirtanyaha sada harihi. Quote, "Constantly chant the Lord's divine name with a mood of humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others, and without desiring honor for yourself. Then you will become qualified to chant the Lord's holy name without offense." Close quote. Here Mahaprabhu expresses his conception that a real practitioner of Krishna consciousness must be humble, be tolerant, give honor to others, and have no desire for honor for themselves. These are the essential qualities of a Vaishnava, and anyone who truly has these qualities is qualified to chant the Lord's holy name purely. Mahaprabhu's advice is very simple, and by following it sincerely, we will easily avoid all offensiveness. no offense will be able to touch us. Mahaprabhu's formula of humility, tolerance and giving honor to others is the perfect remedy for our misfortune of offensiveness towards the Lord's name, which he explains in his second verse, Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sava Shaktis. Mahaprabhu gave us this perfect formula because everyone has some ego and all our offenses to the Lord's name come from ego. Mahaprabhu's teaching is that it is first of all necessary to oust the ego from our mind, Cheto Dapana Marjanam. We must try to completely remove all mundane egotism from ourselves. But Mahaprabhu also explains that we must keep our spiritual ego. Quote, Jivara Svarupahaya Krishnera Nityadasa. We will always consider ourselves to be Krishna's eternal servants and maintain our transcendental connection with Him. Close quote. Through this process of self-realization, Mahaprabhu taught us that we all need to go back to our home in the transcendental world where we can serve Krishna and feel the happiness, joy, ecstatic mood and blessings of His service. In addition, He showed us that through chanting the Lord's holy name without offense, our transcendental form, which we cannot see when we are bound by the illusory environment, will gradually be revealed in our heart. So Mahaprabhu has given us the perfect process for smashing our mundane ego and discovering our real ego, our eternal form as a servitor of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam explained the four directives for isolating ourselves from the influence of Kali. Dyutam panam striyaha suna yatrat harmas chatur vidaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.17.38. Quote, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex and meat eating are sinful activities and must be avoided. Close quote. Srimad Bhagavatam gave this advice. It is necessary for our practicing life, but it is not a service, it is a regulation. Mahaprabhu's directive to be humble, be tolerant, and give honor to others is our service. It explains how we should practice our spiritual life. Without humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others, no one will be successful in chanting the Lord's holy name, even if they follow the scriptural rules and regulations. Only following Mahaprabhu's directives for our practicing life, to be humble, be tolerant and give honor to others, will ensure that we are successful. I have tested this thousands of times and it is completely sure. Almost every day I advise my friends and everyone I meet to follow this directive of Mahaprabhu. What I say may sound like a memorized set of English words, but it is not only that. With my heart I am saying it every day, and I am feeling it also. I want to see that everyone's practicing life, their shravan, kirtan and so on, continues happily in good association. If there is anything I want to distribute to the Western world, it is this, which is my first and best advice. Avoid the 10 offenses to the holy name and Vaishnava aparad by practicing Mahaprabhu's formula of being humble, being tolerant and giving honor to others. This is my preaching and my practicing life. I have received this consciousness from Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, and I can see that it is completely necessary for everyone, everywhere. Without humility, tolerance and giving honor to others, no one can maintain their devotional mood. And with these qualities, everyone can proceed very easily to their spiritual destination. In the first verse of his Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu explained the relationship between Krishna, his holy name, and the jiva soul. In his second verse, he explained how powerful Krishna and his holy name are, and also how much of an offender we are. In his third verse, he gave us the remedy for our offensive condition, which can reveal to us the holy name's power and our relationship with Krishna. Then, in his fourth verse, Mahaprabhu prayed, Na dhanang na janang na sundaring, kavitang va jagat isha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahai tuki twayi. Quote, O Lord, I do not desire wealth, followers, beautiful women, or liberation. I pray only for unconditional devotion to you, birth after birth. Close quote. Once someone enters into practicing life by following Mahaprabhu's formula of chanting the Lord's holy name with a mood of humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others, then the only target and desire of their life becomes ahaituki bhakti, eternal devotion free from material motivations. A practitioner does not want any of his energy to be taken by offensive activity, and he desires that his full energy be engaged in service that pleases the Lord. When a practitioner has entered into exclusive devotional life in this way, he can understand Krishna's position and see that his own position in the mundane world is an ugly, impious platform from which to serve the Lord. To express this mood of a practitioner, Mahaprabhu prays in the next verse of his Shikshastakam, Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mang vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stitta dhuli sadrishang vichintaya. Sri Shikshastakam 5. Quote, O Lord, I am your eternal servant, but because of my misfortune I have fallen into this terrible ocean of birth and death. I pray that by your causeless mercy you will accept me as your own, and I will be connected with you like a particle of dust on your lotus feet. Close quote. Mahaprabhu's prayer to Krishna means, If you give me your merciful glance, I and everything I possess will become purified and useful for your service. Stitta dhuli sadrishang vichintaya. My existence will enter the transcendental service world, and I will be able to serve you purely there for your satisfaction. Close quote. If the Lord will give even a little bit of his attention to a devotee, then the devotee will be completely purified. As the sparking light of a match can remove 100 years of darkness from a closed room, so everything can be cleaned and cleared from anyone's heart by the Lord's divine influence. In the sixth verse of his Shikshastakam, Mahaprabhu prays, Nayanangalar ashru dharaya vadanang gadgada rudhaya gira pulakair nichitang vapuhu kada tavanama grahane bhavishyati. Quote, O Lord, when will tears stream from my eyes, my voice falter, and the hair of my body stand on end as I call your name? End of quote. These are the symptoms of a servant who purely serves the Lord and chants his holy name without offense. Mahaprabhu prays in this way to express his hankering to chant the Lord's holy name without offense. If we can purely chant the Lord's holy name, we will get his direct service and feel ecstatic joy in our life. Srimad Bhagavatam concluded, Nama sankirtanam yasya sava papa pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanastang namami haring param. Which means, I offer my obeisance unto the Supreme Lord Hari. Chanting his name absolves all sin, and offering obeisance to him dispels all sorrow. Srimad Bhagavatam's last verse, 12:13:23. Quote, Nam Sankirtan is supreme, close quote. But Mahaprabhu commented, Taramache Savashashta Nama Sankirtan Niraparadhe Nama Loyala Paya Premadhana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela 4:71. Quote, Nam Sankirtan is the supreme form of Bhakti Yoga, but only if we chant the Lord's holy name without offense will Krishna Prema appear in our hearts. Close quote. Mahaprabhu wants everyone to chant the holy name purely, without offense. Offenses are very difficult to avoid and dangerous, but we must avoid them because they are our obstacle in chanting the Lord's holy name. Mahaprabhu shows us his mood of prayer to the holy name to help us attract the holy name's grace, which is what will truly free us from offenses. With the proper mood of prayer and regular chanting, we can be hopeful that we can receive the holy name's grace. Namaparada yuktanam namanyeva harantyakam avishranti prayuktani tanyevata karanicha. Padma Purana, Svargakanda 48:49. Quote, when the holy name sees our heartfelt desire to try to chant him purely, then he will be merciful to us. We will get the qualifications we need to chant properly, and all of our difficulties will go away by his grace. End of quote. This is Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu's realization from the scriptures. Quote, we cannot avoid making offenses, but the holy name himself will give us good nourishment and relieve us from our offenses if we have love, affection and a little connection with him. End of quote. This is the main thing. If our desire is heartfelt, then we must always continuously try to chant the Lord's name. Continuous attentive chanting will attract the grace of the holy name to mercifully clean our hearts, remove all our obstacles and excuse our offenses. Through his Shikshastakam, we can see that Mahaprabhu's first expression and teaching, Cheto Dapana Marjanam, cleaning the mirror of the mind, comes by the grace of the holy name to the practitioner in the last stage. Mahaprabhu's next prayer in his Shikshastakam is Yugayitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravrishayitam Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Sri Shikshastakam 7. Quote, O Govinda, in separation from you, a moment seems like forever. Tears pour from my eyes, and the whole world feels empty. End of quote. When one chants the holy name purely, then one's consciousness is purified. Cheto Dapana Marjanam. And all the effects of the holy name Mahaprabhu described in his glorification of Harinam Sankirtan, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam, and so on, appear in one's heart. Then, in pure Krishna consciousness, one feels viraha, separation from the Lord, and thinks, I am chanting the Lord's name, but still I am not chanting in the proper way. One then desires to chant the holy name more and more purely. Mahaprabhu ends his Shikshastakam with this prayer. Ashlishya vapada ratang pinashtu mam adashanan marma hatang karotu va yatatata va vidadhatu lampato matprana natas tu sa eva naparaha. Sri Shikshastakam 8. Quote, Krishna may embrace me or break my heart by denying me his darshan. Krishna, the Gopavadhulampat, enjoyer of the cowherd men's wives, may do whatever he likes. He will always be the lord of my heart. Close quote. When a servitor will enter into his service life with this type of mood, he will have the mood of full dedication to the Lord. Different kinds of examinations, sometimes painful examinations, will come to him in his spiritual life, but he will not be able to leave the Lord's lotus feet. He will not see anything except the Lord's service and will not be able to leave the Lord's connection in any way. His only target will be Krishna and his service. The mood of Mahaprabhu's final expression is, quote, Krishna can do anything and everything with me. He has full right over me. I will always be his servitor's servitor's servitor. I have no other ego or ideal. Close quote. This verse also has a deeper and a deepest meaning, and all of them will automatically be revealed in our hearts through our service mood. We will naturally be able to see, feel, and embrace those ideals when they are revealed to us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write many verses or give many instructions. He simply gave the gist of all instructions in his Shikshastakam. There is no way to proceed in our spiritual life or in our chanting of the Lord's holy names without following the directives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given in his Shikshastakam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam is our life and soul. We will try until death to proceed according to its instructions, and we must be benefited to the utmost by that. Thus ends the reading of chapter 15, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mood of Devotion.